Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Was held arguably in Gainesville as the Florida Gators take down Texas A&M, best 2 out of 3 in a 3-game set. Florida taking 2 of those ball games, winning game 1, 8-6, dropping game 2, 10-6, and winning game 3 to clinch the series over the 4th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies by a final score of 4-2. And guys, this goes back to this. You know, Florida is a team and a program, it feels like, under Kevin O'Sullivan. Doesn't it feel like Florida is one of these teams that plays to the level of their competition? And I don't know if it's just because they're trying different things or experimenting with different things in the midweek or whatever it might be, but Florida knows how to cut it on, right? Harrison and I, my typical co-host, when we do our baseball content, we gave our predictions, we gave our picks, and I locked in Florida. And the reason was this. Even though Florida, over the last couple of weeks, the way they opened the season, it's been less than inspiring at times, right? Looked kind of sloppy against St. Mary's and lost that midweek game to Florida State. Guys, you go all the way back to, you know, had the impressive series win over Miami, but, you know, lost a couple games, lost to Stetson in the midweek. Their season opening series, they lost to St. John's in that first game, right? So there's been some moments where you raise an eyebrow and you wondered, what really is this Florida ball club? But when Florida gets in a position like this, when they get into SEC play, guys, you look at Kevin O'Sullivan's tenure, they turn it on. Now, when you look at Texas A&M, guys, again, this is a great series. Great series decided by just a couple runs. I mean, again, a two-run ball game in game one, a two-run ball game in game three, just a four-run ball game in game two. The question, fairly or unfairly, is going to turn to Texas A&M, were the Aggies overrated? I don't know that it's fair to say that quite yet. I understand why the question's being asked. Because even though Texas A&M went out and played tournament play and, you know, they played some teams like a Southern Cal, like an Arizona State, this was the first real big-time competition that Texas A&M has faced. And it did not go well, right? I think as long as the Aggies are able to bounce back, right, they've got a big series upcoming against Mississippi State, an upstart club who just took 2-3-0, by the way, from the LSU Tigers. As long as they bounce back the right way, I think that narrative that they're overrated, they're this vastly overrated club, will die rather quickly. But I understand where it's coming from. Like, maybe Texas A&M, when we say overrated, they're not overrated in the sense they're a terrible ball club. They shouldn't be ranked in the top 25. But are they a top 5 ball club? Are they a top 10 ball club?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
One could argue, right? You look back at this series, though, guys, great series. Florida offensively, we talked about it all preseason, guys, all throughout the season thus far. Power, power, power. They've got power bats. They've got power arms. I thought you saw that all weekend. When you go out there, guys, and again, I think people look at this, you know, Texas A&M through the first couple weeks of the season had the best pitching numbers of anyone in the entire Southeastern Conference. Ryan Prager was Mr. All Everything. He runs into Florida's lineup, boom, 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 goes 2 1/3, 7 hits, 6 earned runs. So people are going to ask themselves, okay, were those numbers inflated because of the competition? Because you were pitching against Rhode Island and Texas A&M County, West State? Or are you really that guy? I think Ryan Prager is going to be fine, by the way. But Florida got off in a big fashion. They got off fast. They got off to a quick start. Great job by Texas A&M, by the way, on the road to bounce back. And it's no secret, guys, when Braden Montgomery, Jace Lavalette, when those two guys, when they're playing their best, Texas A&M is going to win a lot of ball games. Braden Montgomery with the big 3-run homer in the first inning of game two. Jace Lavalette, opposite field home run in that one as well. But guys, really what this comes down to, and I think one of the reasons why I'm so high on Florida, again, this is a great series. I mean, really, truly, we painted the picture of this one as the series of the weekend. I think it lived up to that going to a game three. But when you have a guy like Jack Caglione on the weekends, when you have a guy like that, that you can slide, that is in your Sunday role, that is playing in the field the first 2 days and mashing mammos, which, by the way, he did all weekend, right? Did all weekend. Then Jack Caglione comes out on Sunday, gives you 5 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned on 107 pitches, guys. The fastball was 94 to 97. The slider was 86. Threw a couple changeups in there, but the velo was fantastic. I mean, what a luxury, right? And even the best of the best in college baseball, a lot of them, their Sunday situations like, hey, you know, we got a guy we feel kind of good about, but there's a good chance we might have to Johnny Holstaff it, whatever. Like, Jack Caglione's a Friday guy for a lot of other teams. And all he does is week after week after week, shove. Then you got Brandon Neely at the back end, who is just absolutely electric, guys, 94 to 96. Took care of business twice over the weekend. And then Tyler Shelnut was big for them as well. Luke Heyman, a big home run in that ball game in game 3. So a great series win for Florida. Again, I think if there was anybody out there calling for the demise or Florida's no good, or this is suspect, that is suspect, at least through one weekend of SEC play, the Florida Gators, really, to me, guys, my biggest takeaway just proved they play to the level of their competition. I don't know what it is. And listen, Florida's schedule is really, really difficult in the midweek. And so I think that their struggles in the midweek are probably over-exaggerated to a degree. But it's just kind of funny how, like, you're watching Florida early on. They weren't undefeated like Texas A&M, right? At times, they weren't playing very inspiring baseball. But it's just under Kevin O'Sullivan, guys, you just have to trust that it doesn't matter what they do in non-conference. It really doesn't matter what they do in the midweeks. When they get to SEC play, Florida is going to be a tough out. They're going to be right there every single year at the top of the SEC. That's just who Kevin O'Sullivan is. That's what he's built in Gainesville. And my takeaway from Texas A&M, guys, is this. I'm not going to throw the overrated card out there.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
But A&M got humbled a little bit. I think they did, right? I still feel really good about this club. I love Braden Montgomery. I love Jace Lavalette. I think Prager on Fridays, the rest of that rotation, I think they're going to be fine, right? But now let's see how Texas A&M responds, right? Also, my other takeaway, guys, I didn't mention, Jack Caglione, I mentioned many times, the best player in college baseball. I mean, it's just like what he gives you, the value, right? There's all these fancy stats in the MLB. You know, wins above replacement, the war stats, like how valuable a player is. I don't know what it is for Jack Caglione, but I mean, the amount of wins this guy is worth would be a really fun study because, I mean, he's doing it swinging the stick twice a weekend. He's also pitching and pitching well, right, in that starter role on Sunday. So a great series victory for the Florida Gators, a team that needed this type of series win. And for Texas A&M now, lots to prove, licking the wounds as they have to go now on the road to respond this weekend when they take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And correction, by the way, they host the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I do apologize. So anyways, great series in Gainesville. Florida takes 2 of 3 and makes a big statement on SEC opening weekend.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.